Welcome to News Video Clip. Republicans who live in small, rural towns in Texas are furious because these big tech corporations are coming in and they're building these massive data centers that take up all the local power and water. And what this does is it drives the price for power and water up for the local residents. In fact, they're so mad, they're actually talking about voting for Democrats. Here's the story from MS Now.
You know, these large tech companies come in there. They're able to negotiate tax incentives, tax abatements. So they spend less in tax than they would perhaps otherwise. And in exchange, people are getting higher, electricity rates, because the point of these facilities is they just swallow up so much power. Because what they're doing is they have just millions of computers. They have to keep them cool. Cooling them takes power. It takes water. And so just the natural resources, and it's really, really upsetting a lot of the people who live nearby. Here's what some of these voters had to say when I saw them just in the last couple of days.
Conservative Republicans feel like they're not being heard anymore. That was a big voice that I heard through the whole campaign. They're not being heard by Republican candidates and officials, elected officials. I'm very disappointed and I'm hurt. And I do not like to be lied to.
I'm just heartbroken. I mean, I am. I am absolutely heartbroken. The public is now seeing through the illusion. They are now realizing that left and right has been nothing more but than to keep us divided.
But you're going to vote for Tallarico, you said.
Oh, absolutely. I will turncoat and vote for any Democrat that is championing the cause of the community.
Okay, I love this lady, and I hope she really does vote for James Tallarico. He's running for U.S. Senate out of Texas this fall during the midterms. And no matter what state you live in, you need to get out and vote for the Democrats, because we've got to take the House back. We've got to take the Senate back. And speaking of the Senate, here is a Georgia U.S. Senator, John Ossoff, holding a rally in Atlanta where he just ripped Trump a new one. This is great.
He promised to bring down prices on day one. Instead, prices are soaring. Ground beef's up 25% since Trump was sworn in. Coffee, 40%. The price of gas, 33%. Groceries, rent, health care, and the power bill hit their new all-time highs last month. And while you pay more for everything, Donald Trump wants your tax dollars for what many are calling the Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom.
This is spot on. Trump actually does want $1 billion of your tax money to build this massive ballroom that nobody else wants except Trump. You know, it is all about the money. It's just ridiculous. Now, we're going to move over to the ICE agents fiasco. We haven't heard a whole lot about Trump's ICE agents lately, but this one is pretty horrifying. ProPublica is reporting that ICE agents are using tear gas on children as young as 1 year old. ProPublica identified 79 children across the country who have been harmed by tear gas or pepper spray as immigration officers dramatically stepped up their use during President Trump's immigration crackdown. Now, we actually have a video of some of these ICE agents shooting at adults and children with pepper spray and tear gas. And watch what these ICE agents say. All right, so you heard it right there. One of the ICE agents goes, "Oh, fuck yeah." And the other one goes, "Woo!" This is absolutely sick. These people are supposedly Americans who are using chemical weapons on other Americans. They're using chemical weapons on children. They are a disgrace to this country. It's absolutely disgraceful. Now, we do have a little bit of good news. NBC News is reporting that Trump may actually sell these ICE MAGA warehouses that he bought earlier this year for mass detention. Now, these huge warehouses cost taxpayers $38 billion. NBC News reports DHS and ICE officials have identified several of the 11 previously purchased warehouses, some of which were expected to be repurposed to hold as many as 8,000 immigrants for potential sale. But the facilities have not yet been put on the market, as no final decision has been made on the matter. But this is really interesting, especially if you know any Trump voters who like to say things like, well, I voted for Trump because I'm a fiscal conservative. Okay, right here we have Trump blowing $38 billion on these warehouses that it looks like he's going to sell. Then we've got the $100 billion Jeffrey Epstein Memorial Ballroom that Trump wants to build, all with your tax dollars. So the next time you hear somebody bragging about being a fiscal conservative and voting for Trump, send them a link to that story. In fact, we have that story and all of our other stories linked right below this video. Because unlike the right-wing podcasters, we back up all of our claims with actual evidence. All right, I want to thank you guys for subscribing. We're getting new subscribers every day. If this is your first time watching this podcast, please subscribe. If you hate this podcast, please subscribe. If you hate my guts, please subscribe. Just subscribe. All right, that's all the news we have for now. We'll be back later with more stories.